As our beloved Master Saint Germain speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty presence to bless him and to pour forth through our heart's flame all the love of which we are capable at this time, to give him everything he requires for his victory and protection and purification of America, and then, through his purity and love, bring peace to the earth forever. Beloved family of my heart, I come from heights of cosmic power to bring you the love that I trust will reveal itself to you and through you in no unmistakable terms, and may the fullness of all that sacred fire can do for you make you aware of the scepter of power that is yours, and that the full authority and power of your own mighty I Am presence and the ascended host ever stands awaiting your use by conscious command to do in this world what mankind cannot do without it. And I wish you to feel yourselves enfolded in the flame of love from our hearts that stands ever about you as an armor of protection, so long as you remember it, so long as you accept it, so long as you call it into outer physical conditions around you to bring our perfection into this world and make it eternal. Now, regardless of mankind's illumination or not, the cosmic law does not permit the protection of that which is destructive. Therefore, those who have faced this light, this beloved mighty I Am presence and the ascended host, have become one with the law of our octave. And so you may no longer give your energy to destructive activities and expect protection, because the law does not operate that way. But those of you who with willing, loving, adoring obedience to your mighty I Am presence, and then to us with whom your presence is one, as you enter in to the conscious use and calling forth into the physical conditions of this world, are the victory and the love, are the sacred fire from our octave, will find yourselves moving in a world of your own, unable to be touched by the destructive forces of human creation. The cosmic law is in action with its segregating power, and regardless of all the diabolical plans of all the human beings on earth, they cannot set aside the cosmic law of their own energy returned upon them. Therefore, those of you who have sought the way of purity, those of you who want freedom for life, those of you who have tried to obey my humble efforts to assist you, can come now into closer association with us and are privileged to draw into physical conditions the activities of the sacred fire from our octave that are to take their dominion on the earth and become eternal perfection here. And you know, there's many a plan of the sinister forest can go awry. Tonight I am issuing certain orders and commands throughout the nation of my heart. And in certain channels of the outer world that are a release of the great central sun's cosmic fire into physical manifestation. Mankind has gone insane with the selfishness and conceit of their human filth. And now they must face the reckoning of the ages. That which will not turn Godward at this time must of necessity face the fire of purification. But those who seek the constructive way of life and hold to it the best they can will automatically come under the love and the mercy and the protection of the cosmic law. And when I speak of the cosmic law, it is not just an abstract principle. The cosmic law is embodied in great cosmic beings who wield power indescribable, who are the directors of the sacred fire to the earth, and who direct the cosmic light, and who are in charge of the magnetic and electronic currents of the earth, the physical structure of the earth, and the atmosphere of earth. And mankind cannot overrule them. We have worked throughout the centuries and have poured love without limit to life throughout the world. We have offered freedom on the golden platter and the pearls of existence with the boundless powers of God to lift mankind to purity and freedom. And they have rebelled against purity. And now they shall pay the price of impurity. The cosmic law is no respecter of persons. Energy acts. And if individuals send it forth destructively, then they must take it back into themselves. Unless they turn Godward, calling on the law of forgiveness, are willing to make restitution to life, and turn away from their destruction. The mass of the people of the outer world, and I'm speaking of those who will not clean up, are facing the recoil of their own creation as they did centuries ago, and some of them are the same life streams that have imposed their filth upon one generation after another. But since the mighty victory set aside the old occult law, that which has been planned through the fear of occultism is not going to be allowed to accomplish its diabolical purpose. I have served mankind and have purified mankind and lifted mankind age after age. And now the chapter closes upon the history of earth, wherein there can any longer be allowed life to that which desecrates God's universe. Mankind will either obey or face the fire that forces their purification. But those of you who have offered yourselves and your assistance to the nation of my heart, I assure you, will be sealed and carried and protected by the shrine of my heart. And that is the gift of the freedom by the love I bear you. Thank you, precious ones, with all my heart's love for your appreciation of my love. And your love to me shall come back to you, I assure you, qualified with whatever you require, and to stand between you on that which is the desecration of the outer world's creation. Won't you be seated, please? And just remain so. I am come tonight, beloved ones, to strengthen the sacred fire of my love about you, that you may have greater protection and greater illumination and greater assistance in anything you desire to do, so long as it be constructive and fulfills the great divine plan. There's no limit to what you may have. There's no heights to which you may not attain. There is nothing too great of accomplishment, just so long as you hold the harmony and glorify the source that gives you what you desire. So from tonight, I wish you would remember that there has recently come to your assistance certain legions of the sacred fire, and those who draw the cosmic light substance to the earth. They have added their love to mine and have offered their assistance as a guarding presence around you all for extra assistance and protection that you may know only victorious accomplishment. They are legions who of their own free will, manifesting the sacred fire in its victorious authority and power, have offered their greater love to you to more quickly fulfill your calls and to take you forward with less struggle and with more victorious freedom and happiness. And may you become one with their miracles of perfection and call for miracles, call for the fiery love of the victorious cosmic Christ that brings miracles unbelievable into your outer use, that you may know the greater happiness and the greater freedom and the greater power that is offering itself to you now for conscious use in the physical world to more quickly assist the nation to be free. In the national and world crisis that is at hand, those who have held to the constructive way of life are being drawn together and clothed with greater power than ordinarily they could use in order to assist the nation to stand against that which would contaminate it. And so you are privileged to have the assistance individually now and the use of certain powers that otherwise might have been much longer coming into your outer use. But since the nation needs your every heart call in order to purify the channels that have certain influence in the nation, the great God presence that rules all well draws greater activity of the sacred fire in and around you for use to the nation. In that, you're automatically protected and given more assistance in your daily affairs. The great God presence, the mighty I am, the giver and director and controller of all in this system of worlds, is, my dear ones, the supply of life to the earth. And its love is the gift of its energy and its life and substance for the use of mankind. And since all that is manifested in this world has been given by this mighty I Am presence, mankind must face the awakening that the cosmic cycle demands the return to the source from whence it came of all that has come to this world. And so, as the cosmic fire is set into action and the hand of the cosmic Christ takes its dominion in the physical affairs of mankind, the first illumination of the ages must now come into outer physical conditions and shut off that which will not purify itself of its own free will. The filth that has been imposed upon life, the desecration of the use of God's life and love and energy, the deliberate choice through rebellion and defiance and opposition to that which is of God's love, the deliberate choice of evil against the love of God must now be removed from life everywhere in this world, and so it shall be. Thank you, precious ones. You, the beloved of my heart, I trust may be held so completely insulated within our love of the sacred fire that you may be unaware of that through which the destructive forces must pass. Their retribution is inevitable. Their restitution to the universe is inexorable. And not even an atom escapes. So those who are looking Godward at this time are being drawn into more and more of the power and the blessing and the heart of cosmic love. It is a scepter of the sacred fire. It is master throughout the universe. It is eternal. Therefore, There is no human being or group of them anywhere in the world that can interfere with it. And since the destiny of this nation is the law of my heart, the flame of freedom, her destiny shall be fulfilled. And if it takes the descent of the sacred fire to return evil upon its cause, then so shall it be. Mankind has done this thing repeatedly through the ages. And now the cycle closes and the last chance has been offered. So, beloved ones, in your own personal affairs, keep calling forth the fiery hand of the victorious cosmic Christ, because that is the power of your own higher mental bodies, the higher mental bodies of all mankind. It is the power of the cosmic beings and the ascended host who rule the system. And there's no such thing as failure to the fiery hand of the victorious cosmic Christ. You have entered into absolute certainty in the use of divine power that can never fail and can never produce discord. You have come home where you should have been long ago. But you know, the prodigal son has wandered far and found only less and less of the blessings of life until he retraced his footsteps and came back to the source that gave him existence. And so it is with wayward mankind. Until their evil reaches the point of criminal, animal insanity. And when that comes about, the powers of nature and the hand of cosmic creation moves into action and changes the affairs of men. They better listen to me tonight. Warning is given just so long, and then retribution strikes, and there's no escape. None in all the universe. So those of you who are privileged to understand this use of the sacred fire, as you demand the fiery hand of the victorious cosmic Christ sweep into all world activities and sweep through the brains and bodies of mankind, you will compel illumination. You will compel destruction bound back into itself. And you will reveal the power that makes you master over a circumstance. And I assure you, you are not at the mercy of any of the forces of the outer world. I want you to have that encouragement tonight. Thank you, precious ones, and everything in this world is constant change until you come into the heart of the sacred fire, and then you come into the eternal perfection, eternal in quality, ever expanding in quantity, and that forever knows only the happiness of the love that gives you existence. So as you call the fiery love of the victorious cosmic Christ, you will find it a very real, practical, all-powerful, physical action of life. And the more you call it forth, the more you will have your freedom. For I assure you, freedom does not come from anywhere in the universe except from within the heart of the sacred fire. That is the love of the victorious cosmic Christ. And it is all powerful throughout all the universe. You are privileged to come within the shrine of my heart and the victory of its flame of love is yours forever as power to use without limit. And the world shall understand what I mean when I said America is the heart of the world. America is the heart of freedom. Therefore, America must be filled with the fiery love of victorious cosmic Christ control. And not all the creation of all the nations of the world can interfere with the descent of the cosmic light that blazes and controls and reveals its destiny. America is yours to love. You are privileged to live within the heart of the world. And therefore, as you enter in to the heart flame of your mighty I Am presence, you demand the victory of that heart flame. And the victory of the heart flames of the ascended host be the government of your land, the control of your resources, the illumination of your people, and the protection of your freedom. So shall it manifest to you. Therefore, you, because of this knowledge which has been given, are the guardians within the borders of all that is of God within the nation. And the government shall be a God government, regardless of every destructive force on earth. Thank you, precious ones. So from tonight, go forward with your determination to have the happy solution of your problems and the happy annihilation of anything that opposes you, if it be not of God. If you will stay in the happiness of the love of my heart, I shall show you manifestations of the sacred fire that none will oppose. So we will form a combination, if you so desire, with your permission, certain activities of the sacred fire shall manifest around you. I'll let the world think what it chooses. You may not understand my words tonight, but as time goes on, your experiences will reveal what I mean. The sacred fire of my love is a visible, tangible flame. And I can make it visible about you to every destructive force on the earth. Thank you, precious ones. The destructive forces of the outer world may try to oppose you, but they can't oppose me. Since I am the sacred fire that can compel their annihilation, they are not too anxious to contact me. So let us go forward and be indifferent. For the destructive forces, keep your attention off of them, but keep calling the fiery love and the fiery hand are the victorious cosmic Christ powers of creation into all physical conditions around you. I leave the results with us. We long ago told you, if you will purify yourselves, hold the harmony, use the violet flame, and give these decrees, we would fulfill the decrees. Do you remember that? Thank you, precious ones. And that is because the sacred fire has to come from our octave to enfold you. And the power that annihilates the destructive forces before they can approach. So I trust I will remove from you tonight all fear. And if you will rest serene, then the fiery love of the victorious, mighty I Am Presence, your own mighty I Am Presence, that of the physical sun, the great central sun, you will find it a very real, tangible flame about the physical body that other parts of life will see also. And then you will know what I meant when I said we must clothe you in the power of the sacred fire that is now necessary to protect the nation. You individually may use it and be blessed by it as you are determined that the fiery hand of the mighty I Am Presence in the great central sun shall now sweep throughout the nation and reorder the activities of the people. Go forward with your hearts lifted to your mighty I Am Presence, and fail not to train the outer self to turn the attention to the presence many times a day with just one flash of the flame of love from your physical hearts to your mighty I Am Presence. And remember, you abide within the love which gives you victory. May the fullness of everything that the sacred fire of our love can give you flood into your outer use and take you forward to victorious accomplishment, such as mankind in this world has never beheld, but which must come now to become eternal to the earth. And I trust that as you understand this and remember it, you will form the habit in your daily affairs of being aware of the flame of love from my heart enfolding you wherever you abide, till you are as aware of it as you are your hands and feet. I have given it to you as a part of your life stream forever. And if you see it, you shall become it. If you expand it, the world shall behold. So again, I call you the family of my heart, and may the victory of my heart's flame reveal to you that which you must become I may clothe you with the cosmic power of victory forever. I enfold you in its blazing love and seal you in the shrine of eternal freedom. Thank you with all my heart. Thank you, beloved Saint Germain, for all the love and the gratitude, with all the love we know how to send forth. But for you, only the great ones know where we might have been tonight. And as we are privileged to draw nearer to your freedom, may the love within us grow greater. The fiery love of eternity send forth that power that frees the rest of life also from all that is not love. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such fiery love, all the victorious cosmic Christ, that it goes before us everywhere and forever compels perfection into action and holds the victory of the ascended host everywhere in this world forever. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in the victory of your own heart's flame and make the sacred fire of your loving obedience alive everywhere we abide. Thank you, beloved Danny. Thank you, mighty victory. And thank you, beloved I Am Presence, for all you have given us since we left the great central sun. Now may we be thy sun presence to give to the world around us the same mighty fiery love you have given to us, till no longer can anything but its happiness touch life anywhere or ever be remembered. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call directly to your own heart's flame to clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection of the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into his distress the fiery love of the victorious cosmic Christ, take us forward and see the mankind see the fulfillment of the law and turn away from the shadows that seek only to cause them distress. And as our love goes forth in the call for the freedom of all life from the shadows, we ask the fiery love of the victorious cosmic Christ to come forth in quick descent and take possession of its own and forever hold control in this world. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding fiery love of the victorious cosmic Christ, forever raise all into the perfection of the ascended master's octave, eternally, invincibly, victoriously, God-free. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And compel everything on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way without passing through the change called death. And tonight we ask for the freedom of the beings of the elements and the powers of nature from everything that is not the love of God's heart for eternity. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the fiery love in existence of the victorious cosmic Christ to come forth in quick descent in worldwide flood and forever compel perfection here.